Imagine spending like an entire year directing a massive multi-million dollar blockbuster movie.
Oh, man.
Right. You are managing hundreds of extras. You're coordinating catering for these huge
And
crowds.
agonizing over the soundtrack.
Yes, exactly. Just feeling this immense crushing pressure of a live audience judging every single move you make.
It's exhausting just thinking about it.
And then literally the morning after the grand premiere, you are suddenly just thrust onto a quiet, deserted island with nobody but your co-director.
Wow,
That jarring, almost whiplash-inducing transition,
yeah.
that is exactly what most couples experience on their honeymoon.
And if you aren't prepared for the sheer silence of that drop-off, I mean, it can be incredibly disorienting. You
Totally.
go from operating at 100 miles an hour to an absolute dead stop.
Welcome to the Pitcot Podcast. I am your host, Bill Pitcot, and I am absolutely thrilled to be here today.
And I am Annabelle Pitcot, so excited to be co-hosting this with you today. We're thrilled to be guiding you through today's deep dive.
We really are. Today, we are pulling these incredible, actionable insights straight from the best-selling ebooks available on our very own Pitcot ebook store.
Which is such a great resource.
It really is. We are breaking down the ultimate guide to planning a post-wedding getaway that, actually functions as a getaway.
Right, rather than just another stressful project to manage.
Exactly. You can grab this comprehensive guide for yourself by visiting www.pitcot.com/books to download it right now.
Highly recommend doing that.
And before we get into the heavy lifting of today's deep dive, I have a quick request for all of you tuning in. Subscribe to our channel if you haven't. Activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. And don't forget to click on the stars below to give us a rating. We appreciate you giving us a 5-star rating to propel this podcast to help others too.
It truly makes a massive difference for us. Thank you.
Okay, let's unpack this. We just talked about that crazy, jarring transition from the wedding to the honeymoon.
Yeah, the whiplash.
Right. So if the wedding was this loud public performance for everyone else, the Pitcot guides frame the honeymoon as the opening scene of your life as a married couple.
Ooh, I like that.
It's the indie sequel, right? It's stripped back, it's intimate, and you finally get to focus entirely on character development rather than special effects.
Which means before you ever look at a flight path or a hotel booking, you have to sit down and figure out what your specific version of bliss actually looks like.
Because bliss for one couple is.
A literal nightmare for another.
Yes, absolutely.
And the Pitcot material brilliantly categorizes this into three distinct archetypes, to help couples find their baseline.
Okay, so what's the first one?
The first is the all-inclusive resort. We're talking places like the Maldives or Cancun or Jamaica.
Oh, classic.
Right. And the defining feature here is that you pay one flat rate and your entire existence is just handled.
Handled, I love that word.
Meals, premium drinks, spa days, couples cooking classes, it's all bundled into one thing.
Now, I usually associate luxury with having like endless, unlimited choices at my fingertips.
Sure, most people do.
But what you're saying is, in this specific post-wedding scenario, true luxury is actually having zero choices to make.
What's fascinating here is the underlying psychology of decision fatigue.
Okay, tell me more about that.
Well, think about the 12 to 18 months prior to the wedding day. A couple makes hundreds, maybe thousands of agonizing microscopic choices.
Oh, the font on the RSVP cards.
Exactly. What is the exact font? Does the chicken come with asparagus or green beans?
Right.
What specific acoustic song plays during the cake cutting? By the time the reception ends, their brain's frontal lobes are just entirely depleted of executive function.
They're fried.
Totally fried. So the all-inclusive model isn't just about unlimited pina coladas.
Oh, those are nice.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
But it's actually a massive psychological relief mechanism. It completely removes the daily friction of turning to your partner and asking, "Where should we eat tonight?"
You are literally outsourcing your executive function to the resort staff.
Precisely.
That is absolutely brilliant. It's basically permission to just exist.
Right.
But, what if a giant bustling resort isn't really your speed? The Pitcot Guide points to a second archetype, right?
Right. It does. The secluded nature retreat.
Oh, wow.
This is the treehouse in Bali, the remote cabin tucked deep in the Rockies, or like a sustainable eco-lodge hidden in the Costa Rican rainforest.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, if the all-inclusive is about eliminating decisions, the nature retreat is about eliminating sensory overload.
Which we all have way too much of.
Especially during wedding planning. It is a relentless barrage of notifications, traffic, opinions, and visual clutter.
Everyone wanting something from you.
Exactly. So yeah. A nature retreat creates this intentional sensory vacuum. You are stripping away the artificial noise so your brain can finally recalibrate.
Oh, I feel calmer just hearing you describe it.
Right. Suddenly, the most engaging thing in your environment isn't a glowing screen, but the hum of a nearby waterfall, or just the sound of your partner pouring coffee into a ceramic mug.
It is deeply grounding.
It really is.
And then we have the exact opposite of grounding.
Here we go.
The adventure honeymoon. This is for the couples who physically cannot lie motionless on a beach towel for 7 days without completely losing their minds.
Exactly. These are the people hiking to hidden waterfalls, ziplining through the jungle canopy, or scuba diving in open water.
Sounds exhausting, but fun.
Well, from a psychological standpoint, shared adrenaline is an incredibly potent form of bonding.
Really?
Oh, yeah. When you face a physical challenge together, your bodies release endorphins and oxytocin.
Oh, wow.
It chemically bonds you as a team. It's prioritizing sweat and accomplishment over sunsets and wine.
And the beauty is, you don't have to lock yourself into just one box.
Not at all.
The guides note that many couples actually split the difference. Like 4 days of intense hiking and adrenaline, followed immediately by 4 days of absolute immobility on a beach.
The perfect balance.
But before picking the spot, there is a major logistical secret we need to cover.
Right, seasonality.
Yes. The snow globe versus beach towel dynamic.
Because timing dictates the entire mood of the trip. You can't just throw a dart at a map. You really have to look at the calendar.
So true.
Do you want heavy woolen blankets, a roaring fireplace, and quiet snowfall outside your window? Or do you want hammocks, blinding sun, and salt water?
Right, because if you don't align the destination with the season, you end up in a tropical paradise during monsoon season, basically wearing a swimsuit while the roof leaks.
Which sounds miserable.
You really have to let the calendar do the heavy lifting of setting the atmosphere.
Absolutely. And once you know the vibe and the season, you need a blueprint.
A plan of attack.
Well, PicCuts material provides these fantastic detailed itineraries to get the gears turning. But the crucial advice here is to treat these itineraries as loose sketches, not rigid contracts.
That makes sense.
You have to be willing to swap days around, maybe skip the museum that exhausts you, and add the local market that actually excites you.
So they outline three distinct 7 to 8 night blueprints that are incredibly diverse.
Let's hear them.
There's the beach and chill in Maui, Hawaii, which is just classic, gorgeous, and undeniable.
Hard to beat Maui.
Then there's adventure and culture, splitting time between the ancient history of Kyoto and the neon energy of Tokyo in Japan.
Oh, what a contrast.
And finally, wild and luxe, which maps out a breathtaking Serengeti safari in Tanzania.
Having that loose framework is vital because it prevents that paralyzing argument of, you know, I don't know, what do you want to do today?
The worst conversation.
It really is. But to make any of those beautiful blueprints a reality, we have to talk about the foundational piece that makes most people squirm.
Oh boy, the budget, the dreaded money talk.
It has to happen.
You know, before we dive into the financials of honeymooning, let's take a quick break. For everyone loving this deep dive, head over to our main hub at www.picot.com. Subscribe to our channel if you haven't, and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. Also, press the like button and rate us if you love our show. It helps in the recommendation algorithm so others can access it too. And don't forget to click on the stars below to give us a rating.
Thank you.
So, returning to the budget.
Right.
The PicCot approach is uncompromising on this specific point. Like, before you pick a single flight or put down a deposit on a hotel, you have to sit down together and pick a real number.
A firm number.
Yes. Not a wish, not a vague estimate, but a hard mathematical limit. And then you build the entire trip around that number.
Okay, wait. I have to play devil's advocate here.
So what does this all mean?
Well, I am stuck on this budget idea. If I am on my honeymoon, arguably the most romantic once-in-a-lifetime trip I will ever take, the absolute last thing I want to do is open an Excel spreadsheet before ordering a second round of cocktails at dinner.
I get that.
Doesn't putting a rigid number on the experience totally kill the romantic vibe?
See, I completely get why it feels counterintuitive. It feels restrictive, right?
Very.
But if we look at the reality of travel, Unchecked money stress is the ultimate romance killer.
Okay, fair point.
If you don't have a firm budget, every time you order that expensive bottle of wine or impulsively upgrade your spa treatment, there is a tiny, insidious spike of anxiety in the back of your mind.
Oh, yeah. Like, can we actually afford this?
Exactly. You're silently calculating how you'll pay off the credit card next month.
So you are bringing the stress of the real world right into the middle of your candlelit dinner.
Precisely. By setting the budget first and aggressively sticking to it during the planning phase, you are actually building a protective wall around the dreaminess of the trip.
That's a great way to put it.
You are insulating your romance from real-world anxiety because once you are there, you already know you can afford everything you are doing.
Because it's already accounted for.
Yes.
Yeah.
You don't have to look at the prices on the menu because the menu is already in the budget. It's about spending smart so you never feel like you're cutting corners in the moment.
That is a profound shift in perspective.
Right.
You are literally budgeting for peace of mind. Okay. I'm totally sold.
Awesome.
Now let's apply that budget to the heavy hitters. Pitcott's destination deep dives deliver entirely different types of peace. Let's start with the absolute gold standard for pure, unadulterated isolation.
Oh, you're talking about the Maldives?
The Maldives is essentially engineered in a lab for honeymooners.
It really looks like it.
You're looking at private coral atolls, water so clear it looks like polished glass, and those iconic overwater villas.
It's the dream.
And the mechanism of luxury here is absolute proximity. You literally roll out of bed, walk three steps, and dive straight into warm turquoise water.
Wow.
You never have to put on shoes for an entire week if you don't want to.
The catch, of course, being the price tag.
Right. A week there easily runs into the five figures.
Yeah, but if that fits your established number, it is unparalleled for pure relaxation.
Absolutely.
But let's say isolation isn't your goal. What if your idea of luxury is cultural immersion and exploration?
That completely changes the map.
It does, specifically pointing us toward places like Santorini, Greece.
Exactly. Now, everyone knows Santorini for the famous Oyila sunsets. We've all seen the pictures of the blue domes a million times online.
Oh, everywhere on social media.
But the Pitcott guides dig deeper into the geography and history of the island to explain why you should actually avoid those massive crowds to find the real magic.
Right. The guide suggests staying in places like Fira or Imerovili instead.
Much quieter.
You rent an ATV to traverse the volcanic caldera on your own schedule. And this is where it gets good. You find those hidden cliffside tavernas where the menu isn't even translated into English.
And why does that matter?
Because a restaurant that caters strictly to cruise ship tourists optimizes for volume and speed.
Makes sense.
But a hidden taverna optimizes for local taste and tradition. That's where you find the loud locals, the generational family recipes, the authentic pulse of the island.
Oh, that sounds incredible.
You're exploring an ancient, breathtaking landscape on your own terms, not just picking off a postcard checklist alongside thousands of other people.
I love that distinction. And speaking of combining distinct experiences, we have to talk about Bali, Indonesia.
Oh, definitely.
It is the ultimate culture meets chill destination, and frankly, a place where a smart budget stretches incredibly far.
So true.
Pitcott's itinerary maps out a fascinating multi-stop trick here.
It does. Bali offers incredible microclimates. You start up in Ubud, the cultural heart.
Right.
You are in the lush, elevated jungle surrounded by ancient rice terraces and monkey forests.
So beautiful.
Then after a few days, you pack up and head south to Seminyak for a completely different energy.
We're talking vibrant beach clubs, high-end cocktails, world-class dining.
Exactly. And finally, you move down to Uluwatu for dramatic cliffside temples and legendary surf breaks.
Here's where it gets really interesting, though.
Okay.
If the entire goal of this trip is to unwind and recover from the exhaustion of a wedding, doesn't packing up a suitcase and moving between three completely different cities risk making the trip feel like a busy, exhausting backpacking expedition rather than a retreat?
I see what you mean. Yeah. But if we connect this to the bigger picture of cognitive science, it actually works entirely in your favor.
Really? How so?
Well, when you stay in the exact same resort, staring at the exact same pool from the exact same lounge chair for 7 days, your brain stops processing new environmental data.
It just gets used to it.
Exactly. It goes into autopilot.
Yeah.
As a result, the days blur together and suddenly the week is over in a flash.
Oh. So by changing the environment, you force your brain to wake up and pay attention.
Exactly. Moving from the dense jungle of Ubud to the vast ocean cliffs of Uluwatu forces your brain to actively engage with new stimuli.
That is fascinating.
It creates new memories, which actually changes how you perceive time. A trip with distinct, contrasting chapters feels significantly longer and becomes deeply more memorable than a static week in one place.
You are literally hacking your own perception of time through geography. That is incredible.
Pretty cool, right? Now, what if we take that deep cultural engagement and strip away the tropical heat entirely?
That brings us to Kyoto, Japan, for what Pitcott defines as quiet romance.
Kyoto proves that not every honeymoon requires a bathing suit.
Definitely not.
It is profoundly atmospheric. You are walking through ancient bamboo groves and centuries-old shrines, ideally framed by cherry blossoms in the spring or brilliant red leaves in the autumn.
And the mechanics of the stay are completely different. You aren't in a mega resort, you're in a traditional ryokan.
Right. A ryokan is a traditional Japanese inn.
And the experience is rooted in omotenashi, the Japanese philosophy of wholehearted hospitality.
It's so special.
You sleep on meticulously prepared futons on woven tatami mats. You experience a kaiseki dinner, which is a traditional multi-course meal that reflects the exact micro-season you are visiting in.
It's as much an art form as it is food.
It really is. And you soak in an onsen, a natural hot spring, often outdoors under the stars. Okay. The extreme attention to detail makes it an incredibly intimate, culturally immersive experience.
Okay, so we've established the vibe, the budget, and the destinations.
Yeah.
But how do we protect the trip?
Crucial step.
The Pitcott guides move into a section on logistical guidelines. Let's call it pragmatic romance. And the first rule is one I deeply struggle with.
Oh, packing light.
Yes, pack light.
It's universally difficult. We tend to overpack because we pack for our fantasy selves.
Fantasy selves, that is so true.
We pack the athletic gear for the person who wakes up at 5 a.m. to do yoga on the beach, or the person who requires 3 different formal gowns for dinner.
Guilty.
But you need to pack for your actual habits. Leave physical room in the suitcase. You are going to shop. You are going to collect souvenirs.
Right.
Dragging an 80-pound overstuffed suitcase up a narrow, winding cobblestone street in a boutique European village is a scientifically proven way to start a massive argument with your new spouse.
The absolute truth. Dress for who you are, not who you pretend to be.
Exactly.
But the most vital pragmatic advice is regarding travel insurance.
The unsexy part of travel.
Yes, but so important. It covers the distinctly unsexy realities. Food poisoning, missed connections, twisted ankles, and lost luggage.
It happens to everyone.
Now, I usually think of travel insurance as this intimidating bouncer at a nightclub. You hope they never step in, but they keep you safe.
Sure.
But that analogy doesn't quite capture how freeing it is, does it?
Not entirely. A much better way to conceptualize travel insurance is to think of it like the undo button on your computer keyboard.
Oh, I like that. Tell me more.
Think about it. You never sit down at your keyboard intending to make a massive typo or accidentally delete a paragraph.
Right, of course not.
But just knowing that the undo button exists allows you to type twice as fast, to be more creative, and to completely let your guard down.
That makes perfect sense.
Travel insurance operates the exact same way. It is the financial undo button for your trip. It allows you to relax completely.
Wow.
And the Pitcott guide points out a brilliant hack. Many premium travel credit cards actually have comprehensive trip insurance built in if you use them to book your flights. Smart is genuinely sexy here.
That is such a crucial tip. Check your wallet before you buy extra coverage.
Exactly.
Now, there is one more piece of pragmatic advice, and it tackles the psychological side of traveling in the modern era, capturing memories.
This raises an important question for anyone traveling today. Are you designing a honeymoon to celebrate your marriage, or are you executing a content creation assignment for your social media followers?
Ouch. That is a direct hit.
It hurts because it's true.
We have all seen couples at a beautiful dinner ignoring each other to find the perfect lighting for their pasta dish.
We all fall victim to something called the documentary reflex.
What's that?
When we experience something beautiful, our modern reflex is to immediately outsource the memory to our smartphone.
Oh, wow.
But neurological studies show that when you view an experience exclusively through a lens, your brain actually fails to encode the memory as deeply.
Wait, really?
Yes. You are subconsciously telling your brain, the camera has this, I don't need to retain the details.
So you literally forget the moment faster because you took a picture of it?
Yeah.
That is terrifying.
Exactly. The Pitcott guide advises setting a specific boundary. Pick just one or two moments a day to photograph properly.
Just one or two.
Get the great shot and then physically put the device out of reach. engage your other senses.
Right, like how does the ocean air smell? What is the ambient temperature?
Eat the incredible meal while it is actually hot. The memories that sustain your relationship decades later are the ones where you were undeniably physically present.
I think everyone listening needed a reminder on that one.
Myself included.
Which perfectly transitions into our final section, handling chaos with grace.
Because the unspoken truth of travel is that despite the budget, the insurance, and the perfect itinerary, things will inevitably go wrong.
Always.
It is a mathematical certainty of global travel.
Flights will get delayed by weather systems.
A boutique hotel will temporarily lose your reservation.
A massive rainstorm will hit on the exact afternoon you planned a luxury boat cruise.
And Pitcott's philosophy argues that it is not the obstacle that defines the trip. It is how the two of you pivot as a team.
Yes, the pivot.
You prepare structurally by building buffer days into the itinerary and keeping emergency cash stashed away.
Smart.
But mentally, you prepare by embracing the pivot. If you miss a connecting flight, you don't sulk in the terminal.
You go find the weirdest, quirkiest local restaurant near the airport and make an unexpected memory.
Exactly. If you get rained out, you immediately pivot to booking a couple's massage and ordering room service in your robes.
If we connect this back to the very beginning, this trip is the first real test of your marriage in the wild.
The ultimate test.
When something goes sideways, it is a golden opportunity to look at each other and say, okay, it's us against the problem, not us against each other.
Yes. The best stories literally always come from the mishaps.
They really do.
Yeah.
Let's go back to Santorini.
Okay.
You rent that ATV, you drive out to the cliffs to explore, and suddenly you get a flat tire on a dusty dirt road in the middle of nowhere.
The nightmare in the moment?
Exactly. Yeah. In that exact moment, you are hot, you are sweaty, and it feels incredibly stressful.
Right.
But I guarantee you, when you are sitting at your 10th anniversary dinner, you are not going to be recounting the story of a perfectly standard sunset you saw.
No, of course not.
You are going to be laughing until your sides hurt about the time you were both covered in volcanic dust, trying to figure out how to push a broken ATV up a hill in Greece.
That shared adversity creates a profound sense of teamwork and resilience. As the Pitcott Guide beautifully summarizes it, a bad day together beats a good day apart.
What an incredible grounding way to frame it.
It really is.
And that brings us to our final provocative thought for this deep dive. A honeymoon does not need to be Instagram perfect.
Not at all.
It doesn't need to replicate the vacation of your favorite influencer or your best friend. It simply needs to authentically reflect who the two of you are.
Exactly.
Plan the big pieces, budget with absolute clarity, secure the travel insurance, but always leave yourselves the breathing room to sleep in, wander down an unknown side street, or completely change your mind halfway through the trip.
It is the opening scene of your marriage. Write a script you both actually want to live and make sure you are fully present to enjoy every second of it.
Thank you for listening to the Pitcott Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below. Subscribe to our channel if you haven't, and activate the notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. Also, press the like button and rate us if you love our show. It helps in the recommendation algorithm so others can access it too. Thank you for being there with us, and don't forget to click on the stars below to give us a rating.